This is Dale Gentry, reminding you that you are listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. It's time now for Prophetic Thursday with your host, Allison Keeber. Remember, the views and opinions on this program may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this program, but we are absolutely delighted that you are listening. Now, here's your host for Prophetic Thursday, Allison Keeber.
Good Thursday morning, everyone. You are listening to Prophetic Thursday here on BPN Radio. And my name is Allison Keeber. You are listening. We are just so thankful that you are here. We are BPN Radio, where we are calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe, broadcasting live from our studios in Austin, Texas. Like I said, my name is Allison Keeber, and I'm so honored to be your host this morning. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you are listening. This program is produced by Michael Schoenborn and is supported by you, our loyal listeners. We want to give a special shout out to our listeners who are also joining us via Facebook Live. Hi, guys. I see all of your hearts and likes there. Thank you so much. BPN here. We love, love, love to do the prophetic. Obviously, we have expanded this ministry. We have Prophetic Thursday. We have the original Prophetic Tuesday with Pastor Dale. And then we have Pastor Callie and family, different members of her family joining us for Prophetic Mondays now. So I know a lot of you heard some good words already this week, and we just continue to pray over your name so that we can hopefully bring you a word from God. And so we just encourage you to keep listening. And like I said, you know, here's the thing is what we know is one word from God can change your life forever. How awesome is that to just think one word from God can literally set our path in a different direction, in the right direction. As I mentioned before, my name is Allison Keeber. My husband Ian and I host a show here on BPN Radio called Marketplace Watch. It airs on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. And the theme of our show is We Dare Not Wait for the World to Come to Us. And on our show, we talk a little bit about how you bring Jesus into the marketplace. And we talk a lot about success and significance. And so if you're a business person and you love, you know, feeding yourself tools about success and significance, I encourage you to join us on Fridays at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now, as we dive in, it's important to remember that a prophet can confirm your vision, but he or she will not give you your vision. God gives you that directly, and he reveals it to you as you listen to him and as you follow him. God puts his thoughts within us through the Holy Spirit. If God's given you a vision, know that that vision will be accompanied with a passion, not just a mere interest. And according to 1 Corinthians 13:9, we know in part, and so we prophesy in part. And, you know, just so you know, I mean, here's the prophetic, right, is that when I first came. I'm a fairly new believer. Ian and I were both saved 8 years ago. And so I'm still kind of a baby in my faith. Maybe that's why I still have that incredible hunger and thirst to just know more of God's word. I actually pray every day that that never goes away, that no matter how far I am in my faith walk, that that hunger and that thirst is what stays within me. And I remember when I first got prophesied over that it was a little bit scary because I wasn't sure what to expect. I wasn't familiar enough with God's word and God's God's truth to really understand what a prophetic word meant for my life. And so it was really important to me when I heard that a prophetic word is not a chapter, it's not a book, and it's a word from the Lord, only a small little word, right? Just a small, like if you look at a 1,000-piece puzzle, right? It's literally just one piece of that puzzle of a much bigger picture. And, you know, here's the great thing about a prophetic word is that it can be a now word, it can be a future word, it can be a confirming word, and it could be a whole new word. And as 1 Corinthians 14:3 states, but he who prophesies speaks in edification and exhortation and comfort to men. Okay, that was a really big deal to me, right? Because I thought, what if God says something really scary to me, right? What if, you know, God doesn't speak to us that way, right? That's not who he is. That's not our Jesus. He's not going to speak to us in a scary way, right? He's going to speak to us with love because that's what he feels for us, so much love. And so he's going to speak to us in edification, exhortation. That's what this prophetic word is about, right? Okay. And so you must receive this word with your spirit. I can't stress how important it is that we receive it in our spirit because we lack the capability to understand it with our minds. We lack that capability. And so it's like, you know, you've probably seen some of us that we speak in another language, right? There's another language coming out of us, our heavenly language that's coming out of us. And that goes beyond kind of my understanding. It's not coming from my mind. It's coming from deep within in my spirit, right? And so kind of that same thing, you have to receive that word in your spirit and you have to take ownership of that word. You have to write it down, You guys, all the words that I get, and I want to show the audience on Facebook, I write them all down. Okay, they're all written down. Not a single one is going to fall to the ground. It's just not. I'm not going to let it. Okay, and you shouldn't either. You get a word here today, whether your name is attached to it or not, you need to write it down. You need to go back to the recording and you need to write it down. Okay, write it down, re-listen to the recording as many times as you need to. That's why we have it here on Facebook and we have it recorded. You can go to past recordings on bpnradio.com and look at past prophetic words that have been given. Okay, so after you've written it down, right, and you're rehearsing it, right, because you're speaking it into existence. You're speaking it into existence. And after your prophecy has been received, then you must rest in that word. It's really important that you rest in that word. A lot of times people are so anxious for, God, what's the next word? What's the next word? And the next word? And the next word? And he's like, you know what? Let's come sit in this word, right? Let's come sit in this word. And then he'll expand that word as you rest in that word and just allow it to soak into your spirit. And then wait for the confirmation. Oh, the confirmation, right? Wait for the confirmation and the testimony of the fulfillment of that prophetic word. Oh, it's so awesome. And like I've shared with you guys, I have had so many prophetic words spoken over me throughout the years. And like I said, you know, some of them have already, you know, I've seen them come into existence. I've been able to walk those out, right? And then there's some of them that they're still out there. It doesn't mean they're gone. It doesn't mean they went anywhere because I'm still speaking them. I'm still rehearsing them. They're still etched in my heart, okay? And so it's really important that you hold tight to the words that are given to you and don't let any of those words fall to the floor. And before we dive in, one thing that I want to speak to all of you that's been placed on my heart this morning is I see all of the names that come in. We see every single name that comes in. Every single name is prayed over. Every single name is written down. But here's the glorious thing about the prophetic. God is going to give us a word who he's going to give us a word for. I cannot manifest a word for you. That's a false prophet. Right? And what does the Bible tell us is that we should be aware, we should be weary and aware of false prophets, right? And so I can't just give a word to someone who God hasn't given me a word for you. But what I can tell you is that I do believe that God has a word for you. It doesn't necessarily have to have your name attached to it for you to be able to receive it. And so what I encourage you to do is come to these broadcasts. Yes, write your name down so we can continue to pray over your name. But when you come to these broadcasts, come expectant. Because there's a difference between hoping for a word and there's a difference between expecting a word, right? Think of a pregnant woman, right? A pregnant woman doesn't hope to birth a baby, right? She is expectant of birthing that baby. Trust me, I've had three, and all three, there was a very expectant 9, let's just be honest, 10 months, right? Expectant. That I was expectant that that baby would be birthed. And so you need to come with that same expectancy. Don't come with a mere hope, right? If I'm pregnant with 3 children, if I just hoped that someday they would come, right? There's something different that happens between hope and expectancy. And so I had that on my heart to share with you because I do. I hope that I am expectant that each of you will come expectant for a word today. All right. So before we dive in, let's go ahead and let's pray together. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, God. We thank you for your mighty presence. God, we thank you that today, all day today already, that you have been filling this place. God, that I just pray right now that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. God, that you know that there were some things that wanted to take me out last night and this morning, God, and that I just, you know, we just stuck it out. We just stuck it out, God, because with you, all things are possible. And I just praise you and I thank you for every single listener that is here today. God, I thank you that you are turning their hopeful hearts into expectant hearts, God. And I just pray that today that they feel you, God, that your spirit, that your spirit just be felt all over them, God. And Holy Spirit, we love you. You are welcome here. We just ask you to flood this place and let your fire fall, God. We just love to feel you, Jesus. Can you feel him? Can you feel him right now as you pray this out, as you invite him in, as you invite him into your space? He loves to be with you. He loves to be in the space with you, wherever it is. If you're in your car, if you're sitting cozy under the comforter of your bed, if you're sitting on your couch, if you're, you know, on the radio and standing in the middle of your studio in Austin, Texas, he wants to be in that place with you. And I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, that you are in this space and that you are able to use everything for your glory, God, that all of the trials and tribulations that we may be facing, because let's face it, we're all struggling through something. We're all walking through something because we are human. But God, that you are there with us. And God, I hear a hot Christian phrase, God, that, you know, God will never give you more than you can handle, God. And I just know that you say that's not true. That's not true. That's false teaching. That's false teaching. God doesn't give you more than you can handle. He doesn't give you more than he can handle, because with him, all things are possible, God. And right now, I just speak increase to those who are listening. God, I speak increase into their lives. God, I pray that right now you open their ears, their spiritual ears, so that they can hear, God, that you open their spiritual eyes so that they can see all that you have for them, God, and that you open their hearts, God, open those expectant hearts and just penetrate, God. I just pray that right now you penetrate their hearts and they feel you in a way that they have never felt you before, God. And we thank you. We thank you that as we call out names today, as we call out names and we speak these prophetic words into lives, that God, I just pray right now that as I say a name, that as I say a name, and that if there's someone listening and that's not their name, God, that they hear their name. That if it's a word for them, God, that they hear their name and that they say, That was my word. And they don't know any different because their name was attached to it. God, I know that you can do that. I know that you can do that. And I love you, Jesus. We praise you. It's in your sweet name. All right, let's get this party started. All right, awesome, guys. So my first word that I had today was for Jennifer M. in Texas. And I'm going to try to throw my glasses on. It's kind of hard with my headphones. Let's see if I can do that. Does that look, that probably look goofy to the Facebook audience, but sorry, it helps me see these words that I have written down for y'all so much better. Okay, Jennifer M. in Texas. He says, come closer to me. Come sit with me. I love it when you call me Abba. He loves being called Abba. Because don't all you dads out there, don't you love being called Daddy, right? And that's the equivalent. That's the equivalent of what we call our Heavenly Father. He loves it, Jennifer, when you call him Abba. And when you just scream out with your hands open wide and worship, Daddy. He says, I'm a daddy who will show you a love like you've never known, Jennifer. Trust me that I will continue to bring people into your life that will love you for you. Jennifer, he loves your faith, not your works. It's not about your works, Jennifer, although he loves that you're a faithful servant. He loves that you're a faithful servant, but he loves your faith, your faith. Don't get too tied up in the works. Get more tied up in the faith. He wants to introduce you to people who will love Jennifer for Jennifer, not for what she can do for them or how she acts, but just for who she is. Jennifer, you have a huge heart. You have a huge heart. And I just kept hearing the Lord saying that he's preparing your husband. And I don't know if you're married yet or if you're single, but I kept hearing those words. He's preparing your husband. And so be expectant in that. And I heard scripture for you, Jennifer. I heard scriptures, Ephesians 3:12. So go turn to your Bible and see what God has to say to you through scripture there. Ephesians 3:12. Jennifer, I bless you and I bless your journey. And I just hear God saying right now, again, people will love you for you. You don't have to try to be anything that you're not. Just be you. You don't have to be a different Jennifer in every different situation. Just be Jennifer. Just be the wonderful, unique creation that God created you to be. And those who are supposed to love you will love you. Those who are not supposed to love you, it's okay. Not everybody is supposed to love you. Okay? That's not what you're here for. You're not here for the attention and the approval of everyone. Right? You're here for the attention and the approval of one, right? And when you know that, when you can let that sink deep in your heart, Jennifer, I just know that he's going to continue to prepare the way. And I believe that's what he means when he's saying he's preparing your husband. He's preparing you and he's preparing your husband. I bless you, Jennifer. I hope that was a good word for you. Jackie H. in Washington. Jackie is someone who has had her name in for quite a while. I can tell you that I have been praying over her name weekly as, you know, her name continues to come in. And so here again, it's just the being faithful, being expectant that a word is going to be delivered to you. Jackie H. in Washington. Jackie, God was showing me this big heavy coat. And I almost wish that I would have brought my big like tapestry wool coat in to show you because that's what I saw. And I love, don't you love it when God gives you like the visual picture, right? The visual picture of what he's actually trying to convey in his words. And sometimes I just get words, but sometimes I just see this picture. And with Jackie, it's what I saw, Jackie. I saw this big heavy coat, this big wool winter coat. And some time ago, you put this coat on and you continue to wear it year round, year after year. And it's heavy and it's bulky. And sometimes it even makes your just walking harder, right? It just makes every day harder because it's so heavy. And you know, like CrossFitters, how they'll sometimes wear a weighted vest, right? Like it's that weight of this coat. And so, and some days he says it's so hard to find your joy. It's so hard to find the joy in what should be some of the most joyous occasions of your life. And Jackie, I heard God telling you that it's time to take it off. It's time to take the coat off. It's been time. It's been time to take the coat off. They said this was never a coat that you should have put on. That God never told you to put this coat on. This was not your cross to bear. This was not your burden. And I just hear him saying right now, Jackie, I hear him saying right now that as a mother, sometimes we can feel like it's our burden, like it's our responsibility. And he says, no, that was never your responsibility. You've got to let go of being responsible for that. You've got to let go of that. You've got to take this heavy coat off because it's robbing you of joy. It's robbing you to be able to walk out in what you're meant to walk out in. And he says, the winter is over. I don't know what that means, Jackie, but I feel like you do, that the winter is over and the coat that you were never meant to wear can come off. He says, it's summertime. Step out in all of the fruitfulness that he has given, that he has for you. He said, be free from the burden, be free of all of the weight, and walk out in faith. He says, let his joy run over you and out of you. Because see, here's the thing is that, you know, some of us can put a little smile on our face, right? We can put a smile on our face and we can pretend like everything's just all right. Right? Everything's just all right. But we can't fake the joy of the Lord. We cannot fake that. The joy of the Lord is true and it's pure and it only comes from Him. And Jackie, I heard Nehemiah 8:10 is a good scripture for you today. A good scripture as you take that coat off, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. And He wants it to run over you. Like, just like a, like, think of like an endless bucket of water, you know, not like a little trickle, right? But an endless bucket of water running over you, and it permeates you so deeply that it comes out of you and it flows out of you. Because Jackie, you were made to shine. You were made to shine. And all of this burden of this cross that you were never meant to wear, that was never supposed to be yours, right? It's been robbing you of the joy that you're supposed to have and even the joyous of seasons. And so I hope that's a good word for you, Jackie. I can't wait to hear your testimony of what that word has done for you and how it's freed you. I can't wait to see what you look like when you take off that coat. How free you are going to be. I bless you. I bless you, Jackie. All right. And then the next word that I have is for Linnea. Linnea T. And I'm sorry, Linnea, I didn't write your state down. So Linnea T. It's L-A-N-A-Y-A. And I just wanted to spell it just in case I was saying it incorrectly, because I think this is a really important word. Linnea, I heard that it's time to break free of the people pleasing. It's time to break free of the people pleasing. He says, you know, that's not a title that he's given to you. It's not a title that God gives us to wear. People pleaser is not a God title, right? He does not put that on us. And he says, aim to please an audience of one, the one, right? Not people pleasing. Pleasing an audience of the one. And I just, as I was getting this word for you, Linnea, I broke out in prayer. Honestly, I just broke out in prayer. And so I just want to share that prayer with you now, because I'm just believing right now, as you hear this word, Linnea, that this is speaking to you. And I can honestly tell you, from one former people pleaser to another, these are definitely chains that they can come off. And when they come off, You are so free. You are so free to go out and do that kingdom work that you are supposed to do. You are so free to come out and do that kingdom work that you are supposed to do. And so, Lord, I just pray right now for Linnea to be free from the chains of people pleasing. God, we know that these are chains that are holding so many of your people back. They are holding so many people back, and they are holding Linnea back from doing your works and for serving others. Serving. It's not about pleasing. It's about serving, right? They're different. Their difference. We are not slaves. We are not slaves. We have been set free, okay? We don't have to be a slave to people pleasing. We don't have to be a slave to fear. We don't have to be a slave to the addiction that is trying to ruin our lives. We are not slaves. Jesus came, and when he came, he set us free. He set us free of the people pleasing, right? No more people pleasing. He says, just serving. And God, I pray right now that you help Linnea understand that she is a servant, not a pleaser, not a people pleaser, that she is a servant and that she is a difference maker. Oh God, I just pray right now. God, I just pray that you release those chains. Linnea, can you feel it? Can you feel that all of a sudden it's like your ankles, your wrists, they feel free, right? They feel free and you're like, woo, woo, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's the people pleasing has been broken off of you in Jesus' name. It's been broken off of you in Jesus' name. And I just pray that. I pray for you to be set free. 1 Corinthians 13:1. Powerful scripture about love, right? About doing all things, all works that you do. They don't matter. They don't matter what you speak. They don't matter what you say. They don't matter what you do if you do them without love. And Linnea, I heard this specifically though. He said, it's love for yourself. It's love for yourself. And go dive into 1 Corinthians 13, like the whole 13, 1 through 12. Dive into that, right? Dive into that about what God has to say about love and loving yourself. I just bless you. I feel like there's a couple of you that word is for. And like I said, as a formal people pleaser, I can speak to that right now of the freedom that comes in your kingdom walk. And those other words that have been spoken over you about abundance and increase of that. You know, we can't fulfill some of the words that God has spoken to us when we're being held back by chains, when we can't walk any further because the chain has pulled too tight, right? The chain has pulled too tight, but those words that God has spoken for us, they're right there. They're right there, and we can't quite reach them because of these chains. And he says, don't y'all forget who I am, right? Our Jesus is a chain breaker, right? He's a chain breaker. And what is so awesome is that right now, you can just, whatever chains are holding you down, you can just pray right now. You can pray this prayer. You can say, Jesus, right now in your name, I pray to be broken free of these chains that are holding me down. That right now, Jesus, that I give you control of these chains and that you don't just break them, that you abolish them so that I can walk out, that I can walk out into the words that you have spoken into my life, the words that you have spoken over my life. God, what you have for me, the fruitfulness that you have for me will no longer be held back by these chains. And I just pray this in Jesus' name right now that I am free. Can you pray that with me? Can you say that with me? Can you say, Jesus, right now, I just pray that right now in your name, Jesus, I am free. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I know Dale says I get a little too radical sometimes, so maybe I should bring it down. But I'm sorry, you guys, that when the Holy Spirit, when his fire falls, don't you feel that? Don't you feel like you just want to break out? Not just break out, break through, right? There's breakthrough for all of us, right? We were not meant to just sit right here. We were meant for so much more. And God says, do you believe it? Do you believe it? Because that's where it starts. God's already there. He's in it all, right? But it has to be us that takes the step of faith the step of faith. All right, this next word that I have is for Beth R. in Tennessee. Beth, you and God have been talking a lot and having a lot of conversations about assignments lately. I hear God has been talking to you about assignments, and you've been talking to him about assignments. You're questioning, what is your assignment? Where do you fit into all of this, and what role do you play? You know that you were created for so much more. Like, that's what I just said right there. Like, you're like, yeah, I know all that. I know that. And it's like, ugh, I can't quite, but you're like, I don't feel like there's all these chains holding on to me, right? And so it's kind of like, what is it? What is that assignment? And I hear you saying, God, where do I fit in? Where do I fit into all of this? What role do I play in your kingdom? And I feel like there's been a lot of roadblocks that have been continuing to pop up in your life lately, and roadblocks that God's putting there, right? Those are roadblocks that God's putting in there so he can kind of like, I know you want to go this way, Beth, but you got to go, right? Yep. Go here, right? Go this way. God's like detouring you, right? Got you on a little detour. And he started to show you some things lately. And there's been some fear and there's been some doubt that has started to creep in. And it's kind of been like, is that really my assignment? Is that it? Right? Is that my assignment? And he says, yes. Beth, there is an assignment that he has already spoken to you. And he said very definitively, very clearly, the answer is yes. Beth, that's your assignment. That's your assignment. He said that, yeah, that's really for you. That's what I wrote down here this morning. That's really for you. And you will only be able to accomplish it with him. And that's where some of the fear and the doubt comes in, because what he's spoken to you is big, right? It's big, and it's kind of outside of anything that you've ever known. It's outside of anything that you feel like you're qualified for, right? But remember, he doesn't call the qualified, right? He equips the, how does that go? He doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. There you go. I got stuck on that, right? And equipped got in my brain. And so I'm just going to rebuke that right now. But God is working in you, and that whatever he calls you to, he will qualify you for, okay? And so you will be able to accomplish it with him. And then I heard, yes, you and Jesse will actually do it together. So there's something that God's been speaking to Jesse too, separately, and you're going to come together, and you're going to find out that the assignment is that you will do this together, okay? That you will do this together. And that it will continue to be blessed. As you walk it out, it will continue to be blessed, and it will continue to be fruitful. And Beth, I also heard this. I heard that you have a fascination with the gospel, that you love to read the red letters, right? That you love to hear him speak. And I don't, it was kind of like an aside. I don't know. He just wanted that like confirmation, like he sees you, right? He sees you. He knows how much you love the gospel, and he knows how much you love sharing the gospel, right? It's kind of what, it's those books that like you could just read over and over and over again, because you just, it's like that hunger and that thirst resides in and just hearing from God. And so I just pray blessings over that word for you, for your whole family, Beth. For your whole family, for those boys that you are raising up, those champions that you are raising up, who, you know, may not have, they've entered this world, you know, the tough way. I mean, you were champion, right? Like, they've already proven champion and warriors, right? All of you. So I just bless you with that word, Beth. And I got a word for my sweet friend BKS in Alabama. BK, I heard the words. Here's the words that God told me when I took your name to him. He said, beautiful, joyful, faithful, obedient. Those were the four words that he said to me when I took your name to him. And I just, I had to smile. I had to take a big smile because how fitting. How fitting for you that he calls you beautiful and joyful and faithful and servant. Your ministry for women has been stretching you a lot lately. It's calling you to grow more and to be more than you ever have before. And it's trying. Right now it's a little bit trying because it's stretching, right? When we get like, you know, I think about like when my husband, I could say me working out, but he's a lot more faithful in the working out than I am. So, but when my faithful husband works out faithfully, you know, what happens is that he has to stretch those muscles, right? Like that they has to, the muscles stretch and they tear a little bit. And then there's a repair that has to happen as he builds those muscles. And so I use that analogy because I feel like that's kind of what's happening right now. There's a stretching and there's a tearing and it hurts, right? The repair hurts. And so, and then it makes you question, like, you know, if you're like me, like, should I ever work out again? Because that hurts, right? And so that same questioning is happening for you right now, BK, of like, this is hurting. It's not supposed to hurt. And he says, yeah, it's hurting because I need you to stretch. I need you to grow. It's trying. He says, but please understand that the fruit is so plentiful. Do not grow weary now. He says, not now. Mm-mm. You're too far in, girl. Don't grow weary now. Man's opinion never has and never will matter. I think that's a powerful statement from God for you. Man's opinion never has and never will matter. You're not trying to win his approval, not trying to win the approval of a crowd. And I just heard him say, one at a time, one at a time. He said, continue to step out of your box, right? Because you've been stepping out of that box. The word that God shared with me before, that box, like you've been stepping out of the box, right? And so he showed me that you were doing that. You're stepping out of the box. He says, it's a new season. It's a new season. It's not meant for later. It's meant for right now. That's not a later word. That's a right now word, that it's a new season. He says, many great women will rise from your faithfulness and your ability to be unwavering. Your ability to be unwavering. He says, stand up, right? Here, you're in a time right now where you say, I just want to sit down. And he says, stand up, BK. You can go further. You can go further. Stop letting the enemy lie to you. You can do so much more than the lies that he's telling you right now. You're not tired. You're not really tired. He's telling those lies to you so that you'll stop. And then, because if you stop, the momentum stops, right? It's like a nickel on a train track, right? If you put a nickel on a train track and a train is already going 80 miles an hour, what's going to happen to the nickel? It's just going to explode, right? It's just going to fly off of the track. But if there's a nickel on the track and the train is stopped, did you know that that train cannot even get going because the nickel stops it from going? And I see that. I see that analogy right now, that that's what the enemy's trying to do. He's trying to get you to stop when you think you're like, no, I'm taking a break. And he's trying to get you to stop because he knows that it's like that nickel, right? If he stops you, you won't be able to get started again. And God's like, you've got the momentum. You're not tired. The train doesn't get tired, right? Just keep going. Keep going. And I just hear, rise up, daughter. I love that. Rise up, daughter, because generations of daughters will sing his praises. They will sing his praises because of your work, your seed, your love that you continue to pour out. Endure. Again, I hear a lot of God saying, don't listen to the lies. Just keep enduring. Right? Keep on going. I'm so proud of you, BK. I'm so proud of you. What God's telling me that you're doing in these words, I'm just so proud of you and so excited for what is still yet to be done in the kingdom. Oh, such, and he says it's a new season. The season of plenty is here. And I know you've been praying to hear that. And that's what he told me. That's how he finished. The season of plenty is here. I praise you, Jesus, for that great word. And I hope that that blesses you, BK. And then the next word that I had was for Roxana, R-O-X-A-N-A, Roxana. I hope that's how you say it. Roxana S in Texas. Roxana, so for you, I just got a vision. That's what God gave me. He gave me this vision, and I just saw children. And a lot of children, not like hundreds of children, but maybe like a, you know, like 20, 30, like a room full of children. And so I'm, you know, I have to close my eyes because I have to, you know, go back to the picture that he showed me because it was so clear. And I see Roxana, those children, they're all coming to you, and they're all coming in like this circle around your feet, and they're preschool age children, and I heard God say, you have the call of teacher on you. You have the call of teacher, maybe even ministry teaching. Roxana, I don't know. That might be where you're like, what? That's, I don't know what that word is. I kind of feel like maybe it is a future word for you. But that's not where you're at right now. I don't know. It could be. Again, there's a call of teacher on your life, and somehow it's wrapped in ministry, with all of these children, because they're eager. They're coming to you. They're coming with expectation that the words you're going to speak are just, they're going to feed them, and their little hearts are just so eager. And that's prophecy. I prophesy in part on that. Because that's the picture that I had for you. So I hope that blesses you, Roxana in Texas. Okay. Sorry. Wow. The time moves so fast. Okay. I have June B in Washington. June B. I hear the word leader. I heard the word leader. Okay. Sorry. My husband was giving me like cues and I wasn't sure what he was saying. I hear the word leader, but I see a woman who has let the world try to defeat her and try to tell her different. And the world has tried to break your spirit, June. There's people who have tried to break your spirit. And that will happen to people who are natural born leaders. The world will try to take that out of them. The world will try to crush that leadership spirit. And June, I hear that the world has done that to you a little bit. But God calls you a leader. And more importantly, June, here's what I underlined. I want you to hear this, because God said this so clearly. Not only does he call you a leader, that's how he formed you in the womb, was a leader. But he says, you're an overcomer. You're an overcomer, June. You have overcome so much. You have overcome so much. And he says, come to the river. Come to the river and drink in the new life. Drink in new life. Life that was put in you once before. It was there once before. The world knows who you are, and they tremble. They tremble at the thought of what you'll become. Do you hear that, June? That's why the world is trying to destroy this leadership spirit, because they're trembling at what they know that you will become if the truth is revealed. And I'm telling you right now, the truth is being revealed. You are a leader, and you are an overcomer. He says, take ownership of those words and do the glory for the kingdom. For the kingdom, because when you step out, you will take ownership. You will take ownership of the leadership, and you will be called overcomer. And he says, take up your sword. I love this. I got a picture of you just holding your sword, and I have a sword here in the office that maybe I can show it to Facebook here. That take up your sword, right? My kids always wonder, like, whose sword is that? They think it's daddy's. It's mommy's. Right? Mommy got this sword so that I can be reminded to take up my sword, to put on my armor of God. And June, I wanted to give this visual to you, this visual of take up your sword, right? Raise it high, take up your sword, and be the leader that you were always created to be. He says, you're a mighty warrior. Share your gifts, and share your gifts with no expectations. right? It's a give to give. And this has been on my heart a lot lately. And I'm so glad that he wanted to share this word with you. Give to give. We don't give. Think of that. When we give someone a gift, right? We give someone a gift. We don't give that gift hoping that we're going to get something in return. And maybe some of us do, but we shouldn't, right? Like, we should really just give to give. And just give to give, right? It's not give to get. And that's something that's really powerful that lies in you, June, is that you love to give. That's a love language of yours, giving, right? And so you love to give. And he says, the sword of the Spirit is in your hands. The sword of the Spirit is in your hands. I hope that word blesses you, June. What a powerful word that is. All right, the next word that I have is for Amy P. in Washington. Amy, God said, break the rules, but not the law. Actually, Arnold Schwarzenegger said that. But when I took your name to the Lord, I heard those words. And so I just had to chuckle because, you know, okay, God, you know, break the rules, but not the law. And here's what he did to emphasize that. He said, you're a difference maker, Amy. Like Paul talking to the churches of Galatia Ephesians, right? But the church of Ephesus, it's not about how well you follow the rules, right? It's not about how well you follow the rules. It's about your relationship with Jesus and your faith. And I hear God saying some instances are going to require you to bust out of the box, call you to be radical. Call you to be radical in the name of Jesus. Call you to be radical in the name of Jesus. Amy, I see, this is so cool. I actually saw cells, like, not like nucleus cells, like, prison cells of people, that needed to be busted out, right? That they're all standing behind these bars and they needed to be busted out. And, he says, Amy, bust them out. Bust them out. There's some rules, right, that have kind of been put in place that, like, you're not supposed to bust them out. And he says, no, I'm radical, right? I'm radical. And he says, bust them out in faith and in love. Bust them out in faith and in love. The rules and the laws have held them bound long enough. Woo! That's powerful right there. How many of us have been bound by rules and by law, and God's saying, bust out, bust out. It's about love and faith. And he says, let the love and faith set them free. Let the truth set them free. And I even heard the word jailbreak, right? There's going to be a jailbreak going on of those people who were really, they're put in the cells because they were the rule followers and the following all of the legalistics, right? It's not about following the legalistics. It's about having a relationship. And so when they're out of the cell, they're free to have that relationship. And I love that God gave this scripture to you, Amy. But I want, as I share the scripture, I have to let you guys know that he told me that this scripture was not just for Amy. And so after I share this scripture, I want to elaborate on it a little bit. It's Galatians 5:6. What makes a difference is faith energized by love. What makes a difference is faith energized by love. How many of us feel like we're drowning and just good deeds, good acts, following the right thing, doing the right thing. Of course, God wants us to do the right thing, but we want to do the right thing because of what he's done for us, because of who he is, right? That's why we want to do the right thing, because we love him and he loves us so much. I'm not a good and faithful and obedient child because the law tells me that I have to be. I am because I want to be because of what he did for me. Do you see that there's a difference? There's a difference. And he's saying, right? It's faith energized by love. And again, going back to 1 Corinthians 13:1, it doesn't matter how eloquently I speak if it's lacking love, right? It doesn't matter. And so our faith has to be energized by love. And I just, it's for so many of us, right? To be encouraged. I see your comments coming in. Will I lose my house? Pray for my finances. You know, all different kind of prayers that are coming in. And here's the thing. He says, don't have little faith. Have a lot of faith that's energized by love. Don't you believe? Don't you believe that with all things, God, with God, all things are possible? Right? He says, believe that. You have to believe it. You can't just say it. You have to believe it with every ounce of your being. And it's such a good word. Oh gosh. Okay. I know we're getting close on time. I'm just going to keep going. All right. So this next word is for my friend Dina G in Texas. Dina. Oh, beautiful Dina. He says, you have been so patient with the process. You've been so patient with the process. And I got this visual of like Michelangelo painting, you know, the elaborate painting or sculpting the David, right? And God's been just like sculpting this masterpiece, the David, right? God has been chipping off piece by piece to reveal his masterpiece. And I said, as each chip has fallen, your faith and your belief is growing and understanding that the title of masterpiece does belong to you. I love that. He's saying, it's okay to call yourself a masterpiece because it's what you are. And you've been, that's been being revealed to you, like with each piece that's chipping off that someone else put on you. He says, okay, there you are. There you are. There's my masterpiece. There's my masterpiece. And he says, you're a mighty warrior. And he says, Dina, you are leading women in ministry. You're a leader of women in ministry. And he said, you're going to be preaching the gospel. You're going to be preaching the gospel. More women out there preaching the gospel. You are one of them. You are being called right now. Right now. That's what all of this was about. That's what all of the chipping and refining was about, right? So that you could walk this out legitimately, preaching the gospel. Your voice finally able to break free as the final chips of stone fall away. Oh, that's powerful. As the final chips of the stone fall away. He says, the quiet giant emerges. And I know you, Dina, and I know this is such a powerful word for you. And I'm just praising God for this word because he says, the quiet giant emerges and she stands tall. She stands tall. He says, you have been so faithful to the process, so patient with the process. So many of us would have just said, I give up. There's just too much weight. There's just too much weight. And he says, no, you have been just so joyful in the process. And I just love that picture. The quiet giant emerges and she stands tall because she has been faithful. She has been faithful. And what a joy it is for him to see all of the pieces just fall at your feet and you be able to walk out in the masterpiece that you were so originally created to be. I thank you, Jesus, for that word. And before I go, Dina, I heard him talk to me and said, you're Deborah. You are Deborah. And he says, do you know what that means? Do you know how powerful Deborah was? Right? Deborah, you're a Deborah. People will come to you and they will seek wisdom and they will come to you to have you help settle battles because you have such depth. You have wisdom. You have that prophetic gift, right? You have that power. And he says, just be reminded that women are powerful too. He used Deborah to remind us women that we are powerful too. He used Deborah to remind the men, the warriors out there, that women are warriors too, and they too are powerful. Yes, our power is different, but thank you, Jesus, that our power is different, right? And thank you, Jesus, that you use women of the Bible to continue to remind us that women matter and that we have a voice, we have a place, right? Yes, we have a place. Yes, I'm not trying to take head of my household. No, I'm not, because that's not my place. That is my husband's place. He will always be head of the household. I will not try to take that position from him. That is not what God has called me to do. But it doesn't mean that God hasn't given me a voice. It doesn't mean that God hasn't put power inside of me. So I just encourage all of you right now. I want to speak to all of you right now. And I'm sorry if I'm getting a little preachy and this is supposed to be more prophecy. But I want to speak to the women out there right now who you're playing meek and you're playing small because you think that that's what the Bible tells you that you're supposed to be. And God says, no, that's not what I said you are. That's not who I said you are. He said, stop listening to the false truths. Stop listening to some man who tried to twist my words. No, dive in to his word. Dive into his word and find his truth of who you are. Find his truth of the masterpiece of who you are. I praise you and I thank you, Jesus. I bless the life of Dina and the ministry that she is about to walk into in this season. God, I thank you that she is a woman who has allowed you to refine her, that she has been so joyful and patient in the refining process, God, so that she can be a Deborah and that she can go out and she can prophesy and she can settle battles and she can speak into other women and she can be that strong, powerful judge. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Dina, for that word. Am I done? Okay. All right. Okay. And so I think there's some other names that have come in as well. But I got this word. I'm going to make sure that I deliver this word because I don't think that I got to deliver it last week. And I got it last week. It's for Kara in Alaska. We have some really faithful and obedient servants in Alaska. And I know that it's, Dale has been saying this over and over again, that there's something that's happening in Alaska. There's something that's happening up there. And so, Kara, the word that I had for you, I heard the word fierce, fierce. He says, you've seen the depths of hell, Kara. You have seen the depths of hell. But what matters most is that you have seen the great powers of Jesus. You have seen the powerful works of Jesus. You have seen him literally work his miracles through regular, everyday people. And you've learned how to use, how he uses someone as broken as you, who's walked through the valleys, who's walked through hell. You've walked through hell, and yet he still uses people like you. You've seen it because you're one of them. You've seen it because you are one of them, and how broken people can be made whole in him. And he says, you've surrounded yourself with other fierce women. You've surrounded yourself with other fierce women. He says, the battle you fight together, it's not glamorous. There's a battle that all of you fight together, and he says, it's not glamorous. But you know that Jesus sees every soul and that every single one matters. And I see that's what's really struck your heart is the one. Each one matters. Each one matters. Because to someone else plucked you out of the depths of hell because they said, someone matters. She matters. That one matters. And I heard the Lord saying, Alexis is on her own journey. Alexis is on her own journey. He is with her, and he wants to cultivate their own relationship. He says, don't allow your past. This is really important, Kara. Don't allow your past to play the lead in how you parent her. That's powerful. Don't let your past to play the lead in how you parent her. Guide her. Let her make her own mistakes. Let her fall in love with Jesus on her own. It's her own relationship. Yes, you get to be there and you get to be an example and you get to help guide her. but let her relationship with him be uniquely their own. Keep speaking love and life into her the way that you do so many others. Remind her that out of all the people that you will ever help, out of all the people that you will reach down into the depths of hell and help pluck out, that none of them matter more than her. None of them matter more than your sweet, precious Alexis. And I just hear God saying right now that you think that she knows that. And he says, and she does. But you can never say it enough. You can never say it enough. That's a good word. That's a good word for a lot of us with our children, right? All of the things that we just thought, they know, right? They know. They know. But actions speak louder than words. But our words do speak loudly, right? Our words are so powerful. And whatever we speak, unfortunately, we don't have the power to take back. We can't take those back. And so our words, we need to speak with wisdom, right? Any man can have knowledge. Where does wisdom come from? Wisdom comes from seeking a relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, right? It comes from seeking and having deeper relationship with him, right? Comes from being spirit-filled, right? Having that spirit fill inside of us. And I just, you know, for me, I just pray that I'm so filled with the Spirit. I want to be so filled with the Spirit that it just oozes out of me. It just oozes out of me because there's so many other things that could ooze out of me, right? In this world that we live in, so many other things. And I pray that prayer over you right now that God just, there's so many things of this world that can ooze out of us, but I pray for those listening that it's you, God, that we be so filled with you that nothing oozes out of us except you. That people come into our presence and they say, something's different. Something's different. And I want to know you more, because knowing us more helps them know Jesus more. God, let us be vessels. Let us be vessels. I know that we've gone totally over into the 11 o'clock hour, so I'm going to deliver one final word, or do you want me to go over these words that have kind of come up and just pray over these names here? Okay, let's see. So I'm going to deliver this word that I had for Jeremiah W. in Washington. Jeremiah, you are a mighty man of God. He said, ministry doesn't always look like we think it's supposed to. So many years of ministry you've devoted yourself to. Lives have been changed. They've been transformed. Adults who still today look back and owe so much of who they are, who they found, who you by the life that you spoke into them. He says, you're in a marketplace ministry, and that marketplace ministry has transformed classrooms. 20 years of classrooms. And you keep asking, what's next? And I hear God saying that the dress rehearsal is over. So not that the last 20 years was a dress rehearsal by any means. Okay, let's be clear on what he's saying here. But in comparison to what he's going to do next, that's what it's going to seem like, right? That's where the understanding is going to come in, that like, that's the best analogy that I can give you, is that all of this mattered. It mattered very much. There was lives changed and transformed, but in comparison to what's to come, it was just the dress rehearsal, right? He says, it's time for the big show. And Jer, I hear him speaking to you a lot lately about this next phase. You guys have been having a lot of conversations lately about this next phase, and that it's bigger, and that there's even more lives attached than there were the last 20 years of ministry. Even more attached. And lives that you touched long ago, some of them are going to start coming back in. Some of them already have. They've started to come back, and they're looking for more of that ministry. They're looking for more of that ministry. And I prophesied over your wife quite a few weeks ago, and so that this probably isn't a new word for you, but your wife has been finding her voice lately, and she's been answering the call of God to preach. to preach. And there's been instance after instance where she's been able to stand up in front of an audience, and she's been able to share the gospel. She's been able to share the love of Jesus. She's been able to speak eloquently in love, and she's been able to provide comfort that otherwise would not be provided. And I just I praise you, Jesus, for that word over Jeremiah's wife, Sarah. That God, that she has her voice, and that she is to go out and preach the gospel. And he said, there's so much busyness in your lives right now with the four little ones that it feels like there's something bigger, right? There's a little bit of this kind of like this hesitation of this next biggest assignment. And he says, Don't get it wrong, Jer. Those four will always be your very biggest assignment. They will be your biggest assignment. But what God has for you, he will use all of you together. I see all of you being used together. Jer, and there's a book. There's a book inside of you. Actually, there's many books. He says, put your pen to paper and let God help you write these pages. Let God help you write these pages. He says, Jerry, you're not just a teacher. You're not just a teacher. The greatest teachers are also the greatest learners. You've always been a great learner. He says, there's never failure. You never speak failure over your life. You always speak that it's opportunity to learn. Failure is not a word, is not a circumstance that you know. Does it mean that everything has been sunshine and roses? No, but it does mean that you have always chosen to look at every quote unquote failure as an opportunity to learn. He says, step out in what God is calling you to do. You've already heard him. So actually, I can just drop my paper because you've heard all of this, right? You've heard all of this. This is just a confirming word. This is a confirming word for you, Jared. And I just bless you in Jesus' name. I bless those four precious babies, and I bless your wife, Sarah, and the ministry that she is walking in. And I just bless you two together. I just know that I just hear God saying right now that what you do in this next phase, it will be together. It will be together. You've always done things together, but this is like together, really together. So I just bless you, Jer and Sarah, with that word. All right, you guys, I've totally run into the 11 o'clock hour. I just want to pray over some of your names that came in. I don't know, somebody said it's the feed is frozen, but are we okay? Okay. All right. And so many of your names have come in today. Thank you. My husband has written these names down. And so these will go, we will pray over these names. And if we get, there's another list. And if we get words for you, then we will share those, because we share these words with Dale. We also share them with Callie. And so again, hoping to deliver a word to everyone. That's what we're really expectant of, that everyone that comes here looking for a word will receive that. And so right now, I just want to pray blessings over Scott and Sheila Kay in Pratt, Kansas. Scott and Sheila, I just pray blessings over you. I pray blessings over your marriage. And I hear God saying right now that he's doing great works in your life right now, that right now there's some great works that are happening and you can't quite see them yet, right? So it's kind of like, that's kind of one of those words that you're like, oh, phew. Right? Okay. We're going to hold on to that, right? We're going to hold on to that. And he says, yes, hold on to that. Hold on to that, because he's doing some great works right now. He's lining things up. There's some things that he's lining up, some people that he's lining up, so that you can continue to walk out what he's got in store for you. And so just continue to be faithful, continue to be obedient, continue to be expectant of that. I praise you, Jesus, for that word. And I bless you, Scott and Sheila in Kansas. And I just want to pray over Vicky M. Vicky M, I just bless you in Jesus' name. Right now, I just hear God saying, whatever illness has come upon you, that in his name, I just want to pray for you in his name right now, that you be healed, of whatever illness or sickness has come upon you, that's got you feeling down and low and tired. tired. I just pray that right now that be released from you, that sickness come out of your body, that healing come completely over you, and you be fully restored in the name of Jesus. Fully restored. God, I just lift Vicky up to you in the name of Jesus, that she be fully restored, made whole, made well in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And I want to bless Tori C. in Texas. God, thank you that you have been doing such a mighty work in her life. God, she is attached to so many lives. She has such great responsibility placed on her life. And God, I just hear you saying, for those who have been faithful with the little, I will give much to be faithful with more, to be faithful with more. And Tori, it's not money and finances that's tied to. And of course, maybe you've been faithful in that, but he's talking about responsibility. You have been faithful with the little responsibility. And so he's giving you more. He's giving you more. And again, I hear you saying, God, I don't know if I can handle more. Remember that word. Remember the word that was spoke earlier. It's not how much you can handle. It's what you can handle with God together, with God together. And I bless you right now. I bless your marriage. I bless your kids. And I bless the fruitfulness that comes out of the four walls of your home. And I just bless your journey. I bless the work that you are doing on yourself. And I thank you, God, that, like the sculpture, I see a sculpture for you. The pieces are falling off. And again, it's not about how you look. It's not, because if you look in the mirror, you'll start to see, you're already starting to see the woman that he created you to be, not the one that the world tells you that you have to be, the one that social media tells you that you have to be, the one that all of the magazine covers tell you that you have to be. No, the woman that God says that you are. And that's the woman who has the responsibility, because she encourages, she lifts up, she's speaks life. Tori, when you lay your hands on other women, women feel the power of Jesus flow through you. I can feel Jesus flowing through me right now as I take your name to him. And I thank you, Jesus, that there are women like Tori in this world who that when they go out, yes, Lord, that when their feet hit the floor, the devil says, oh no, she's up, right? Oh no, she is up, because these women move mountains and they are fierce. Tori, that's a word that you have known for a long time. Fierce. I bless you, Jesus. I thank you. I thank you for that call. And God, I bring Lisa in Atlanta, Georgia. God, I just pray for Lisa, God. I pray blessings over her, Jesus. Lisa, God just gave me a picture of a hot air balloon. I know, random. You're like, yeah, not so random. A hot air balloon. And what I'm seeing in that, though, is I'm seeing that God's taking you up in this hot air balloon, this sweet ride where he's taking you up almost above it all. And he's showing it all to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for that word right now. That he's showing it all to you, God. Lisa, because he's wanting to remind you of all of the blessings that you have. Because when you go up from, like, you know, a 500-foot level, you don't see the little failures. You don't see the little roadblocks. Instead, you see the magnificent blessings. And that's what he wants to do with you today, Lisa, is he wants to take you up in that hot air balloon ride. And he wants to bless you by showing the magnitude of his graciousness. He wants to show you the magnitude of his love and the magnitude of the blessings that have already been spread out over your life. And he says that today you need that. You need to be shown that, because it's so easy that when you're down on the ground to be held up by that tiny little bug. It's like a bug, right? Like when we're on the ground, it's like, you know, you can see that bug. When you're 500 feet up in the air, where did it go? It's insignificant. And that's what he wants to show you today. Thank you, Jesus, for that word. Thank you, God, for the calling that you have on Lisa's life in Atlanta, Georgia. And God, I bring Charles M. from California. Charles M., God, I just want to thank you for that. Thank you for the life the calling that you have on Charles' life, God. I just want to thank you. God, I want to thank you for keeping him safe. I just feel like right now there has been some things that maybe have been happening in Charles' life or happening around him that they could have taken him out, God. And I just hear you say, no, not yet. Not yet. There's a lot more that I need you to do, Charles. There's a lot more that God needs you to do for the kingdom, the building of the kingdom. And he needs you to understand that in all of those circumstances, they were not just coincidences, not just a coincidence. God was acting on your behalf. On your behalf, he had that hedge of protection placed around you. I see a freeway, like something happened on the freeway. I don't know what that is. And there was just his angels were surrounding you, Charles. And I just thank you, God, for that hedge of protection. I thank you that you send your angels down to protect us and to fight with us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for the calling that you have on Charles. Thank you, God. And it's in your name we pray. And there's so many of you. I just want to bless every single one of you listening. I'm so filled with the Spirit right now. I'm oozing hot, like, and I love it. And I just hope that you all feel this when you tune in to these programs. But more importantly, I just pray that you feel this when you tune in to Holy Spirit. That when you tune into your divine, unique relationship with your Jesus, your King Jesus, I just hear right now he wants to remind you that you are the sons and the daughters of a king. You are royalty, and you have got to walk out into this world like royalty. It doesn't mean that you walk out with your nose in the air rejecting people. No, it means walking out with a confidence, walking out knowing that you are protected, that you are surrounded in love. Oh, and most importantly, he says right now that you have been forgiven. There's so many of you who are walking around with guilt and shame, and he says, you've been forgiven. You've been forgiven. You don't have to walk out in that anymore. No, what he did for you, he did that for you. Do you know that on the cross? He did that for you so that you can walk out with grace. You can walk out with humility. You can walk out in love, and you can walk out in a confidence knowing that the greatest price was paid for you. I just want to close us in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, I thank you for another wonderful and anointed prophetic Thursday. God, thank you for being here with us today. Thank you that your Holy Spirit flows so preciously, just like the ebb and the flow of waves, so preciously. God, we thank you that we get to spend so much time with you, God, and that you allow us to be your vessels, God. We thank you and we praise you. And God, I pray right now that those words that were spoken today, that they be received, that they be received in the Spirit, deep within the Spirit, God, and that there's testimonies that come out of these words, God, that you have spoken to people. But more importantly, God, I hope that today, I pray today that God, that people come into an even closer relationship with you, that is so close, God, that a word from a prophet is just a word of confirmation because they're hearing from you, God. They're hearing from you. God, thank you, Jesus. We praise you and we give all of the glory to you, God. All of the glory goes to you, God. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name we pray. Amen. All right. And with that, that concludes our segment of Prophetic Thursday. Thanks for joining us on Facebook. We love you. Terry, we see you right there on Facebook Live. And how do you receive a prophecy? Just leave your name. Leave your name and state. You can also email it to us.
Absolutely.
Where do they email it to? Do you know off the top of your head? Okay. Go to one of our websites. You can go to bpnradio.com or you can go to breakoutministries.com and there should be a tab there where you can email us. You can also, Ian has left the link in here for you to be able to become a member of our church. If you don't have a church home already, our church is growing and we would love to invite you in.
Yeah,
and I forgot to do one thing. Would you cover, will you tune in for me and do
sure,
that?
You bet. Hey guys, we just want to thank you all so much for coming on and joining us and continuing to be loyal listeners and viewers of this program. We love your interaction. We want to thank you so much for liking and sharing these Facebook Lives and for gosh, do you know you're joining people all over the world in receiving prophetic words? And if you would like to become a member of Breakout Radio Church and join us for Sunday morning service, that's 8 a.m. Central Time and 8 p.m. Central Time, Breakout Radio Church, which is, again, broadcast. You can attend in your pajamas from your comfortableness of your home. And we've got members all over the world. It's amazing what a blessing this ministry is. And, you know, the ministry is run. We are a nonprofit ministry, and we are run thanks to our faithful viewers, listeners, and watchers. And we just want to remind you that again, if you're feeling led to give, please visit Breakout Radio or bpnradio.com. There's a small donate button at the bottom of that website, and you can give to this ministry through PayPal with a debit or credit card. Or if you prefer to give by a check, you're welcome to do that as well. And that's you go ahead and make your check out to Breakout Ministries and send it to P.O. Box 91985. That's Austin, Texas, 78709. And again, we just want to thank all of our regular contributors and givers to this ministry. It's because of you we're able to do this. We've got studios that are broadcasting from different spots in the United States, and we've got our help. We want to thank Aliona, who's in Moldova, across the world, who's helping produce this show. We've got Ruth Gentry, who's remotely doing this. We've got, it's just amazing how Sean Bourne, how we put this ministry together. It's such an incredible blessing. And again, we just appreciate you guys. If it's on your heart to give, it allows us to continue growing and providing prophetic word for people. Yeah. People are hungry for prayer. They're hungry for words. And we see it. I mean, again, when I see how hard my wife works at this, how hard Dale, I mean, they're pouring their heart and soul into this to help you. And she doesn't know these names. She has no idea. She prays over the first name and the city and the state, and God just downloads onto her. And it's an amazing gift that she's got. But I want to encourage you out there too, that maybe that's a gift that you're carrying. Right, maybe it's something inside of you that's carrying that prophetic gift, and if you're feeling led to prophesy, we've got to build this kingdom. There's got to be more people prophesying. There's got to be God is downloading into each of us each and every day, and I want to encourage you to pray into that and to pray into that gift that you might have. So we just appreciate you all out there. We thank you so much for being a part of our program. We love you guys, and just want to say God bless you all. And until next Thursday, don't forget prophetic Monday. So Breakout Radio Church, Sunday mornings. Prophetic Monday is Monday evenings. And Prophetic Tuesday is Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. Central. And Prophetic Thursday on Thursday mornings, 10 a.m. Central as well. So along with our regular scheduled broadcast that's broadcast all the time, 24 hours internet prayer on BPN Radio. And so, again, we just want to serve and do what God has called us to do. And we thank you for participating in that with us. So thanks so much, guys. We love you all. Have a wonderful day. Take care.
Bye. You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me in. Glory to His name. Precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean.
Abba Father.
secret soul. I've been in hiding from all your plans, your command that told me to go. And I've spent all my life keeping my head down, but I'm lifting up.
Friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love. You gave me wings so I could fly, and gave me a song to color the sky. And all I have is all from you, and all I want is all of you. It's grace, grace, I'm nothing without you. There've been days when I've walked away, too much to carry, nothing left to say. Forgive me, Lord, when I'm weak and lost. You traded heaven for a wooden cross. And all these years you've carried me. You've been my eyes when I couldn't see. And beauty grows in the driving rain. The oil of gladness in the times of pain. Your grace, grace, I'm nothing without you. Grace, oh You pulled me close and held me near. And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the King of Love.